head coach of the Western Kentucky Hilltoppers, Jeff Ross. Today I'm with Matt Jones, Kevin Harnett, Pat Forty. I'm with the new Chariot, Kristen Wall, United States Congressman John Yarman, Sarah Bohanty, and
welcome to the Rusty Satellite Show with your host, Rick Redding. The show airs every week exclusively here on the Louisville.am Podcast Network. Rick's ready to start ranting and raving about his hometown right now. So here's Rick.
And welcome into the Rusty Satellite Show. This is Rick Redding, your regular host. And I have with me the lovely, talented, and looking nice for me today, Carolyn McLean is here.
Aw, what a nice intro. Thank you.
And this show is about, Carolyn, I'm testing you, huh?
Louisville's most interesting people!
The most interesting people in the Ville.
But damn!
Close enough. Close enough.
Okay.
Close
One enough. Of these days I'm going to get a Rick.
I know it. I know it. Well, welcome in. We're going to talk about some stuff we're doing later on, but I want to tell you how great this show is. You know, I have interesting people every week.
These people sound like fun.
Yeah, yeah. So this weekend is the Tailspin Ale Fest, which is a big, big event, and the sponsors of it are the nice folks at Liquor Barn. And there's been some changes at Liquor Barn. It was purchased last fall, and a lovely young lady, former UK cheerleader. I can't believe I'm having a former UK cheerleader on the show, right?
Why? Did you get all like, did you have to contain your excitement?
No, I don't really like UK. So,
what about cheerleaders? Do you like cheerleaders?
So I do like cheerleaders generally. So she is very, very nice, and I'm very happy to have Molly on the show. Molly Alviar. I kept working on pronouncing her name. And Brian Price is the beer guy. And you know, how great can a podcast be if it has a beer guy on it?
Why didn't you bring some of that beer to this studio session?
You brought me
the wine.
Valentine gift, and
I
you brought
did.
Me wine in the past, and I'm nothing.
I love Valentine's Day. I know when the show drops, it will be
It'll
foregone conclusion. Not for you. We can talk about that later, because that's something.
Yeah. So anyway, so that's coming up in the second half of the show. So we'll talk about that and Valentine's Day. Before we go any further, though, I have to thank my sponsors. Did you ever sign up for Platinum Panel?
No, you have to keep on me about that.
I'll keep on you about that, because now there's something at stake. If you go to platinumpanel.com and sign up to be a tester, a consumer research guinea pig, you can be eligible for a $100 gift card. Just say that on the form, just say you heard about it on the Rusty Satellite Show.
All right.
Okay. PlatinumPanel.com. They're a great sponsor of this show, and I'm happy to have them. Also, my good friends at Passport Health Plan. And I am doing a big project for Passport Health Plans, and this week I did a story on healthy eating.
All right, I'm all over that.
And learned some stuff. I went down to see Ked Stanfield. He's the executive director of Louisville Grows. You know that group?
I've read a few things about them.
Any guess as to how many trees they planted in the city?
I'm going to say 1,200.
Double. 2,300 really? Trees been planted by Louisville Grows. And
good for them.
And it's really cool. They go to neighborhoods that need trees, and they knock on people's doors. And if you say yes, they'll put a tree in your yard.
I love it.
Isn't that something?
I love it.
Okay. All right. Well, let's get on with the cool part of the show. I have a very special guest. I want to pull some strings down to 4th Street Live to get this. And Chef Edward Lee was very busy when I went in there because it was Friday before they opened.
All right. I'm a big fan of his. You know, just back from the Food Network days.
Yeah. Well, he's
and I love his Louisville restaurants.
He's very professional. He's got some Louisville stories, and his new place, Whiskey Dry, had a sort of trial opening over the weekend.
Mm-hmm. Soft opening.
And I thought they were going to be open for lunch, didn't we, yesterday?
Yeah, we tried. I mean, Rick's twice he said, meet me for lunch, and the door's locked. I said, are you going to escort me in the magical door? So we did not get to eat at Whiskey Dry.
So Tuesday they were opening at 4:00. But we talked to the manager.
She was great, and the bar manager as well.
Yeah, and they're going to be open for lunch next week. You can go in there for dinner this week, and they're open all weekend. It is as Edward says in the show, it's a whiskey bar.
Yeah.
So that's cool. They got some great hamburgers. I saw.
Ah, that's what I was going to say.
That they're going to have. So we went over to Gordon Biersch and ate, and had some fun there. But let's get on. Let's listen to Edward Lee, because he's pretty cool.
Yep.
He's very professional. He was very busy, but he stopped what he was doing. And you'll see here the background noise in the interview. But it is a very cool place. I strongly recommend you listen in and get excited about whiskey.
I admit, I used to think people addicted to painkillers just needed to toughen up, until it happened to my daughter. She really needed help. Thanks to Passport, we got it for her. Our doctor and her Passport case manager made sure she got the services and treatment she needed. Together, we got through it.
Find out how you can get Passport at passporthealthplan.com/together. Passport Health Plan. We're in this together.
Well, Chef Edward Lee, this is an exciting time for you. We're getting ready to open Whiskey Dry.
Yes, we are. We are moments away.
Moments away. So we're taping this on Friday, and what's this like? This is just hectic. There's dozens of people running around.
Yeah, I've been doing this for 25 years now, and it doesn't get any easier. Yeah, it's hectic. We got a lot still to do, a lot of fine-tuning, last-minute adjustments. We just, changed three things on the menu. So a lot of it is just, it's never perfect until the last minute.
Well, I know it's a big project. I've been hearing about this for, it seems like...
A long time.
We'll just say last year.
Yeah.
Why'd you choose 4th Street Live?
The 4th Street Live directors or the people that run it were coming to Milkwood a lot because we're right here. Yeah. And one day we just struck up a conversation and they were wanting to have a local operator run something inside 4th Street Live. And the more we talked, the more we felt like it made sense. 4th Street Live gets over 4 million visitors a year. Okay. There's great options here, but there's no local option.
Okay.
And so we thought, why not? If you're getting all those visitors, more and more people are wanting to get the local flavor of a town.
Sure.
And, you got the Omni opening up a block away. The new convention center is coming up a block and a half away. It just seemed to make sense.
Sure. Well, certainly you're a nationally acclaimed chef. You have a restaurant in Washington. What are you what is different about this one? What's different about this?
Well, it's a whiskey bar, first of all.
that's
exciting. So,
but I saw a bunch of whiskey on the shelf.
Over 200 selections. So I think that's the biggest difference is that we are primarily a bar.
Okay.
During the day, we're a restaurant, family friendly. We've got tons of burgers. But at nighttime, we really, turn the lights down low and have a bar. And,
so it'll be late nights?
On the weekends,
okay.
Yeah.
You have music and all that? Or?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, we haven't quite revealed it yet, but we'll have some karaoke nights every here and now and then. And some we do have plans to have some live music here now and then. Not all the time, but now and then, yeah.
Okay. Well, it sounds great. It's right in the middle of everything. Let me ask you a little bit about some other things you're involved with. I know recently in the news you stepped out and talked about a program to encourage women in the business. So tell me a little bit about what that's all about.
Yeah, we started our nonprofit. We actually had it last year, but we've been slowly kind of letting it evolve and seeing what we wanted to do with it. And I just think, for all that's in the news, for what's happening in this day and age, I think it's important that we promote women in the industry. I think if you know anything about the history of Kentucky and the food history of Kentucky, there have been great women that have written great books and done great restaurants. And I don't want to see us lose that. As we go into the next generation of restaurants and chefs and writers.
But that program actually sets out to single out a certain number of women for some benefits.
Yeah, so we basically will choose five young female chefs and give them an opportunity for mentorship and leadership and training to sort of get to the next level. It gives them a bit of a step up to the next level. It's a great program. The website is www.leeinitiative.org.
Okay.
And if you know any young female cook out there that wants to, apply for this, we're going to choose the candidates in the next week or so.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow. Well, I was on that website, and I saw you have another initiative called Smoke and Soul, which is a really cool name.
Mm-hmm.
But that one is to encourage young people to get into the business, right?
Right? Yeah, it's basically what we found is there's a lot of young people out there that can't afford cooking school, and just because of that, they shouldn't be punished for it. There's a lot of young people out there that need work, and for some reason or another, they can't find work in independent high-end restaurants or you know, good running restaurants. Right. So, you know, they'll get a job in fast food, but which pays fine, I guess, but you don't really learn anything. You don't have a career
not
path
in the industry.
Yeah, so
that's already got people in the pipeline, right?
Yeah, we've had some kids already go through it. We have a new generation or new semester of interns coming through here shortly. And basically what we're aiming to do is create you know, young industry professionals and people who are going to work for us, work hard, but also learn so that they have a career path, again, to leadership, to do something better.
Okay. Well, it's interesting. And getting back to you, I find it fascinating that, you know, you have this restaurant in Washington. You have three here in town. Where are you going to be spending your time?
Whenever they need me the most. I just basically, my life is kind of like I just wake up in the morning and I wait for the fires to happen and I put them out. So, you know, it's I really do. I split my time wherever, you know, I was in D.C. a lot because we opened in September. You know, now I'm here for the entire month of February because we're opening here.
Okay.
And then after that, it's really where you know, they need me the most. I was on a flight this morning from D.C. and got here in time for breakfast. So it's a very easy flight to do. It's only an hour.
So you'll be making
it
a lot, I'm sure.
We're making it, racking up the frequent flyer miles.
There you go. Are there any more in the
That I can speak of.
Okay.
But okay. You'll
there's always a project, right?
There's always something out there.
Okay. Well, I want to get back real quickly while we got a minute. You and Louisville, you have this sort of love affair with Louisville. I was reading, started with, like a lot of people, with the Derby.
Yes.
Tell me that story.
Well, I came here for Derby. It was actually after 9/11. I was living in New York, and I wanted to get out of New York. I was very depressed. And I just had a friend of a friend who knew someone who owned 610 Magnolia, which is Eddie Garber. And said, hey, they're always looking for someone to help out during Derby. And I said, I've always wanted to go to Derby. So I did, and little did I know that one trip was going to change the course of my life, but it did. I ended up going there, hanging out for Derby, and we became friends.
Okay.
He became kind of like my mentor, still is, and I ended up buying the restaurant from him.
Wow, and that was 610 Magnolia.
That was 610 Magnolia, and that was over 16 years ago.
Wow, that's an amazing start. Now, that year at Derby, was there anything about the actual Derby?
No, I never saw it. I was in the kitchen cooking. I never saw it. The irony is I've been here 16 years. I've never been to a Derby.
Oh, wow.
Because I have to be at my... It's the busiest time of the year. I have to be at my restaurant.
Certainly, I'm sure that's true. But
maybe one day
I'll get
Maybe
you'll get out there sometime. So what are the details on the opening here at Whiskey Dry?
We open Saturday, tomorrow. So that's February 10th, I believe. Yes.
For our audience, that will be last week. So it's already open for people that are hearing this on the podcast. And I guess you're expecting a big crowd.
We're hopefully have a medium crowd. We're new. And last thing you want for a brand new restaurant is to have a full restaurant. You know, we will control reservations. So, you know, we might be booked up in the earlier part of our existence because we don't, we want to make sure that everyone that comes in has a great time.
Sure.
So we don't just want to pack the house and then have people have a miserable time.
Okay. So people hearing this a week from now, call for reservations, right?
Yeah, and it's a walk-in only. We don't take reservations for big parties.
Okay.
But come on down, and we'll, you know, if the table's full, we got a great bar and a lounge area and a place to sit and hang out.
I'm looking at it. Yeah. It is very cool. So last thing before I let you go, you've become like an international TV star.
I wouldn't say international. I wouldn't even say star, but...
Well, a person who's on TV and chef, which is an unusual thing, I guess, of the last few decades in chefs, but that has a lot of benefit for you, I guess.
You know, it helps. Obviously, it helps get the word out, the message, the exposure. You know, I hope that everything that I do on TV reflects myself, and it reflects a positive image, and I can't tell you, when I did MasterChef, how many people from Kentucky wrote to me and said, thank you for representing Kentucky well. And I got to tell you, there's nothing that makes me happier when I get compliments like that. Because sure. I realize that I do it for individual reasons, but I also represent other people. You don't see a lot of people from Kentucky on TV. And when I am on TV, I make sure that everyone knows how great this place is.
Okay.
And how wonderful it is. And I always try and give props to this place because it's where I found my voice and it's where I have my career from.
Sure, sure. And anything coming up on the horizon? On
TV wise? No, actually nothing right now. I'm waiting. If any TV people out there know of anything, call me.
He's ready to go.
Yeah.
So Edward Lee, we're at Whiskey Dry opening. It'll be open by the time people hear this. And right in the, you've got a great spot here on 4th Street Live. Right in the
it's
middle.
Good. It's good. We're right next to the Hard Rock. And yeah, it's fun. But you know, there's not a bad spot on 4th Street. I mean, it's all pretty. It gets packed here in the summertime. It's going to be fun.
All right.
We're gonna have a bourbon slushy in the summertime, so don't miss out on that.
Can't wait. What's the are there signature drinks or?
We've got a whole list of original cocktails by Stacey Stewart. She's our cocktail genius. She's got over 20 cocktails on the menu. You gotta come try them. They're all great, and they all have some kind of whiskey edge to it. So they're really cool.
All right. Very cool. Well, Edward Lee, thank you for being on the Rest of Satellite Show.
Thank you very much for having me.
Hey, this is Dan Vonderhyde.
Stephanie White.
And we are 40-ish.
Yeah, I'm getting there.
We talk about it every week on the 40-ish podcast. What do we talk about?
Wisdom. We drop some wisdom and just everything that's going on in our lives that relates to what might be going on in yours.
We have guests. We talk to people on the street. We're dropping knowledge all over the place. You can hear it every Wednesday. Comes out on Louisville.am.
Welcome back to the Rusty Satellite Show. This is the voice of Carolyn McLean. I'm co-hosting with my pal Rick today.
I love that voice.
I said all twice in this show, but yeah, flattery will get you everywhere.
That's what I'm trying. I'm working on that. It's Valentine's Day, so you know we all have to do our thing. It's a lot of pressure on men, I think, for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, it's a pass or fail.
Locke's sweating right now, isn't he?
No, after 17 years, he's like, my woman knows not to expect too much. So, yeah.
That's it. You got to set those expectations. That's really the key. Well, we just heard from Edward Lee. And you know, Carolyn, I was a little bummed because one of my favorite people, Ed Hartless, the general manager of 4th Street Live, just announced today that he's leaving.
Yeah. Did that news drop today?
I think it did. Today, Wednesday, news. Valentine's Day
so
is where I heard it.
So he is not a Louisvillian. He's probably going, back with wherever Cordish
Yeah. The only thing I saw in the release was he's going to California. But I just want to mention that Edward Lee is here because of Ed Hartless, who's been a guest on this show. And, you know, the mission that Hartless told me that he had, and I think he succeeded, was to make 4th Street Live more appealing to locals.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's always been thought of, out of town, chains, all that.
Revitalizing downtown, sure.
So now that, it's sad because now that all the excitement's coming to downtown with the opening of the Omni and the Convention Center and all that, Ed's not going to be here to see it. But anyway, if you're listening, Ed, thank you for your tenure here and all the great things you did for me.
Yeah, I'm glad he spent some time in Louisville.
Yeah. Yeah, it was all cool. A lot to talk about. Speaking of new things, let's talk just for a minute about our new project, Carolyn.
Right. So is this an unofficial announcement?
This is, in restaurant terms, soft opening.
Yeah.
It's a soft opening.
Rick and I have done a number of side projects together and feel like we have a good energy and love of Louisville. And so we are going to launch Eat, Drink, Talk, a new podcast, an old podcast that we're
sort of has been lapsed, right? Yeah, it's a relaunch. I stopped doing Eat, Drink, Talk, the podcast with Steve Coombs on last May or June, and we've done 54 shows, and I just think it's a really great idea, and with you as part of it, I think we're going to be very successful.
I'm excited. I've told my friends who will probably listen in, hopefully, I've said it's not just for foodies, it's for eaters, which is what I consider myself.
Yeah. Well, and more of a lifestyle idea.
Yeah, you know, events, happening.
How to have fun. It should be Eat, Drink, Talk on how to have fun with Carol. We'll work on the phrasing, but that's what it is.
Yeah,
we're talk about having fun and go to a lot of events and see people.
I think it'll be a high-energy podcast.
High energy. That's
definitely
right. Just like this one is, but more focused, I guess, because, you know, I'm not all that focused on stuff. But I'm very excited about that, and we're hoping – we don't have a exact launch date, but we have an
idea. Soon. We're
going
to try and do this soon.
We're talking to some people that might we hope will get behind it and join us on the journey. So, you know, stay tuned for that. And you can go right now to eatdrinktalk.net, and you can see listen to the old podcast, and there is an RSS feed of Louisville restaurant and drinking stories.
There's certainly a lot to talk about.
There sure is.
You know,
there's so much
news. Restaurant opening all the time in the city. So.
All right. Well, in this part of the show, as you know, Carolyn, we often talk about some interesting news that has come across the wire. I saw this story that I thought was pretty interesting. Speaking of drinking.
Uh-oh.
You're a big fan of Justin Timberlake.
Oh, God, I love JT.
All right, JT.
I went to bat for him over the Super Bowl halftime entertainment because some people thought he was eh.
Yeah.
And I thought he was great. So I was ready to put on some boxing gloves and get in the ring
okay,
with some
well,
of these.
Well, you're going to have to fight some people who think
right.
he's
oh,
stupid
boy.
About whiskey because
oh, no.
there was
JT.
This quote in the Courier Journal. I'm going to read it. It's very short, but it sort of shows that JT didn't do his research before he answered this reporter about bourbon. He sees, what bourbon do you like, he was asked. He said, quote, I mean, that depends. I think with whiskey, if I'm in Montana, I want a Montana whiskey like Blanton's or something like that.
No.
You know, anytime you get your hands on a Pappy, that's always like, I know that may seem even trendy now. I hope it doesn't become like hipster bourbon because it's really good. But Beam and Makers is always a good one to go to.
Oh, so he thought Blanton's was made in Montana.
Montana.
Or at least that's how the quote reads.
Yeah, it does. He must have thought that if
Justin.
He said that.
Oh, Justin.
Stick to singing. Dude, he's no Matthew McConaughey with the Wild Turkey connection.
God, they're both sexy.
Not even a, what's her name? Mila Kunis down
she's
at Jim
great.
Beam. Yeah.
She's great. Yeah, right.
So
yeah,
we got
Brown
our
Foreman.
Big Hollywood stars promoting Kentucky bourbon. That's always good. A lot of stuff going on with bourbon and tourism in town always. But again, I like to look at some odd stories, and I know you know more about this than me.
Uh-oh.
Tom Jurich.
Oh, well, which one?
A one-time guest on this show is, well, he got his house sold.
Yeah.
And from the reports I saw, he didn't make a profit.
Right.
One of the few things he hasn't made a profit on in this town.
I think, I don't know if it was a break even or a slightly under list from what he paid many
yeah,
years ago.
Yeah, about 1-point-something million.
2 million, something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't have the right amount in my head. But, but yeah, I think he just, you know, wanted to get out of Dodge, right?
Yeah, you know, you're selling, you know, and I'll say something about that. But the odd thing, the funniest thing about the story that everybody in town's laughing about is the things you could buy at his online auction.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that dollar teddy bear.
There was a teddy bear.
I was like, what? And the I don't know. I'm not like. Did you see the sweaty shoes?
They. He had sweaty shoes.
Like, I mean, you could zoom in and see how worn they were.
Yeah.
They were like, who would want to wear like
shoes.
Used sweaty shoes?
Well, I'm sure they were Adidas.
No.
No.
They were his old, the ones I saw were his old tuxedo shoes.
Oh,
and like, I don't know. There was the most like random crazy stuff for sale.
Well, he apparently cleaned out his office and because among the items, they're all the stuff that he's. I guess he's wanting to forget about U of L. He sold a what I saw in this U of L women's basketball. You could have gotten that with his signature on it for $45. And
wait, I just remembered you're coming into this story kind of late because there was a framed signed picture from Petrino. He was like, let's get the hell rid of this.
Get rid of that, some sucker.
Oh, my God. I could go on for days, though, because...
Imagine the people that buy it. You say, hey, here's my picture on the wall.
But, like, literally, when you went to... I saw it fresh. It was, like, all the stuff you don't want, right? You're trying to get rid of. I was just like... Why doesn't the man donate it to Goodwill? I mean, he doesn't need the
money.
Well,
every charity in town has a silent auction or something like that, that they put all these items out and people bid on them and buy them. And he could have gotten rid of it that way. I guess with all the millions that he's made during his tenure here, he needed the $80 he got for his Maker's Mark bottle with his picture on it.
Oh, I swear I've been getting so many laughs out of the story with people that we've perused the site and talked about what was... We almost bid on something as a joke in my house.
Yeah, well...
I won't even go into detail about it.
You know, that whole thing, someday this is going to be worth something.
Right.
I don't know, the Tom Jurich Colorado State Roundball Club Director's Chair. I don't think I would have paid $135 for that.
Okay.
All right. So, speaking of selling stuff, shameless self-promotion here. On Facebook this week, I have posted, as you know, Carolyn, I'm moving on up. I'm moving downtown.
Yeah.
From J-Town.
Right.
And I have moved into this great condo right by Pat's Steakhouse, and it's smaller than my old house.
Right.
I got a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, there's a song, Too Much Stuff. Mm-hmm. I got a lot of stuff.
Purge,
I need to get
baby.
Rid of.
You got to purge.
So go to my Facebook page and look at all the pictures of all the stuff. I have like a great antique round table that would look great almost anywhere. And more practical stuff, washer and dryer. I have a hutch, two beds, just a lot
of
stuff.
I saw the one bed, actually. That looked like a great... was that the sleigh bed? It was like brown.
Yeah,
it looked brand new to me.
Yeah, it's like new.
That would be a good guest bedroom or even a child's like queen full something.
And fair prices. I promise you. I've gotten some feedback from people asking me about prices and stuff, and I've sold one thing. I think I've sold the roll top desk that I had, which goes back to a high school graduation gift, if you can believe it. But anyway, it's sort of I wouldn't get rid of this stuff if I had room to store it, but I don't. And there's a lot of little stuff. If you come out and look at something, you might find something else in the house.
You're not selling any teddy bears, are you?
I've got a Tom Jurich signed. When we did the podcast, he signed something for me, so I'll sell that to you at a cheap price. That's a lot of fun. So me and Tom Jurich are in the same boat. We're trying to get rid of all our old stuff. $80. $45 for, I don't know, for that basketball. Gotten a lot of chuckles around town. Tom Jurich is clearly out of town by now. I wonder where he is.
I don't know. It's Lachlan. You know, he keeps tabs on that.
Yeah.
I'm not sure he knows where he is yet either.
Okay. Well, so this weekend, there's a lot of stuff going on, of course. Big game at Freedom Hall. Look, I said Freedom Hall.
Yeah.
Big game at the Yum Center. North Carolina's in town, and this team, which I don't think is very good, is needs to win that game. So there'll be a big crowd for that one, I think. And, you know, as opposed to a lot of the other games, a lot of people haven't showed up.
Yeah, it's been looking like my dad just gave away his – actually just – he's not going anymore. He used to have season tickets for years. I mean, 30 years, and he said, I'm just not – he's – not buying
can
them
I have
anymore.
His tickets for Saturday?
He already sold them. Gave them away, sold them something.
No, I don't need them because I'll be pouring beer at the Tailspin Ale Fest.
Oh, that's right. That's happening.
Bowman Field. It's a big deal.
And and you like beer.
I kind of like beer.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm not a beer snob, though. Like all this whole craft beer movement and all that. You know, I have graduated. I don't drink Bud Light anymore. But I do like a certain lighter craft beers. And the great thing about going to the Tailspin Ale Fest is you can sample some stuff. Like they have some really odd flavored beers.
Yeah.
Brian Price, who's one of the guests on this interview, he says the big promotion they're doing is on barrel-aged beers.
Okay.
So they got a little taste of bourbon in them.
I might have to. Is that Saturday or Sunday?
It is Saturday, 2 to 7.
Okay.
And I'm sure you can go online and get tickets.
Are you pouring beer this year?
I am actually pouring.
You're a volunteer, okay.
And you know, what happens is you go there, and you get in the volunteer line, and then they come and tell you, hey, come here, and here's what you're pouring. Like one year I had a chocolate peanut butter beer.
Oh, so you like the dessert beer.
Yeah. So people, you know, people come in, get their little 3 ounce cups of beer, and you can have as many as you want. You know, people don't really get wasted.
Yeah, because
so
it's
much.
Just a sip or two here and there, sampling. And they're eating.
But they have music and they have food, and it's really good. I've had Trevor Cravens and Tisha Gainey on the show in years past, and it's a really tremendous event. I you can't believe how many people show up for this thing, and it's a ball.
Okay.
So to talk about it, we're having help me with this name, Molly.
Oh come on, you've been practicing.
Aguilar.
Oh, you butchered it.
Alviar. Molly Alviar.
There we
and
go.
She's the former UK cheerleader. And we talked after the interview about her cheerleading career. She was on two national championship teams.
Really?
from UK.
Is she from Louisville?
I don't think so.
Okay.
And but she's delightful. She's got a very important job and doing all the marketing and promotions for Liquor Barn.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
And Brian Price is, you'll hear his story too. It's a great story. He's a beer guy, but he has in the past been the wine guy, and he's in the past been the spirits guy. So anyway, a real professional.
All right. Well, I know I love me some Liquor Barn because it's really close to my house.
There you go. Yeah, you got a Liquor Barn right by your house.
Yeah, Middletown Commons. I like. It's hilarious, though. I get out of Orange Theory Fitness, and then I go in all sweaty and buy wine for the night. Liquor Barn.
There's a good plan. There's a really good plan. So that's a lot of fun, I'm sure, for you. And so let's get on with this interview. It was really fun going out there. As you may or may not know, Jonathan Blue bought the Liquor Barn, I guess, franchise. There's a number of stores around town, and they are actually consolidating. They're moving. I met with Molly and Brian out in the East End on Corporate Campus Drive, but they're consolidating. They're moving in town. They're going to have a downtown office in the next few months. So they're behind a lot of different events that go on in town that we're going to be a part of as we move forward. You know, Eat Drink Talk will be at, I'm sure, at Forecastle Festival and at some derby events and all that stuff. And it's good to hear Molly and Brian talk about it.
All right.
Hi, this is Alec Bowles, co-host of the What Happens Next podcast on Louisville.am. We talk about improv each week with We Are the Louisville Improvisers. With,
yeah, totally.
With Chris Anger and Brian Hines.
Yeah.
And Jenny.
Where's my water?
Okay. Well, right now we're just having a few treats. So we hope you can listen. Find us at Louisville.am in iTunes or using the Stitcher app on your iPhone or Android device.
Okay, I'm excited. It's February. That means it must be beer time with the Tailspin Ale Fest, which is coming up. I'm here with Molly Alviar and Brian Price at, what do we call it? The Liquor Barn
Store
HQ.
Support Center. Yeah.
Store Support Center. There you go. I've been here before a couple years ago. And you guys are involved in so much things. Molly, tell me about what you do here in Wow, we're so excited about Tailspin.
Yeah, so I am the marketing and events manager for Liquor Barn, planning all of the events and marketing aspects for our 15 Liquor Barn locations, as well as our two additional Party Mart stores. And upcoming here next week, this coming weekend, we have the Tailspin Ale Fest. We're big sponsors of, super excited about.
Okay. What's so Tailspin it's one of the biggest, best beer festivals ever, right? Didn't they just get an award?
It is, yeah. I think this year they were ranked number six, the sixth best beer festival, which is...
And it's the sixth year?
It is, and it's the sixth year, so it's a good number.
Okay.
And I also think, which is funny, I believe this is West Sixth, who is a big participate, or a big partner of this event. It is their sixth anniversary coming up this year as well. Yeah,
this
so
is,
six is a good
lucky
number.
This is an evil event.
It may be.
I got to watch out for that. Well, it's not my sixth year as a volunteer beer pourer, but I'd love to get an award as the best volunteer beer pourer out there. Maybe I could get to a Liquor Barn spot to pour this year.
I think we could probably make that happen. I may know a guy. You may be sitting next to him.
Well, very cool. Well, let's move over here to Brian. And Brian, you are the beer guy.
I am the beer guy, the beer merchant for the company. Yep.
I wanted that on my business card so badly. But Tell me. You've got a sheet of thousands of beers that are going to be available. Hundreds, maybe.
Yes, it's a few hundred that are going to be there. There's, trust me, you're not going to want for options. You're
okay.
Plenty to choose from.
Okay, but the big draw, I guess, and tell me why it's a draw, is the barrel aged. Beers.
Right. So out of all the breweries that are going to be there, Liquor Barn is going to be, we're going to have our own spot, and it's the Liquor, try saying this five times fast, the Liquor Barn Bourbon Barrel Aged Beer Bar.
That's it.
Wow. The BBBBB.
Throw a six in there.
So the concept there is, I mean, we're going to be featuring beers from a bunch of different breweries, but the one thing they're going to all have in common is that they're all going to be having been aged in bourbon barrels.
Okay. And how's that, as a novice here, what makes that special?
Well, if you're a bourbon fan, you definitely get those nice kind of rich bourbon notes, the vanilla. I mean, some of them can really, really have that kind of boozy bourbon taste that goes great with some of the maltier beers, the darker beers, like stouts are just phenomenal.
Okay. So there's an attraction to getting, and these aren't available like all the time, I don't guess.
No, a lot of the barrel aged stuff is usually limited or one time release. I know at least of one of these that they just hardly ever make it, and you might see a couple kegs in the state ever.
Okay.
In year to year. So we're going to be featuring some of that stuff, and some of the guys that have a really good barrel program, they might have a yearly offering like that you can constantly get, but those are few and far between.
Okay, so Tailspin is the place to get this. Maybe once a year opportunity to do that.
Yes, a lot in the beer community, we'll call them one-offs.
Okay.
So a lot of one-offs. It's going to be really fun.
So at Tailspin, we get these little cups, right? They're like 2 or 3 ounce cups.
Yeah, you get your tasting. Is it a souvenir tasting glass? Is that for everybody, or is that just for VIPs?
I'm not sure how it's being done this year. Actually, I know that you do get your tasting cup, and then you get a tasting card as well. And the coolest thing about that tasting card is on the back of it, you can redeem a free growler at any Liquor Barn location. Yeah.
So there is a limit to how many little bitty beers you can have, I guess, on the tasting card.
Please be responsible.
Right, always. Please be responsible.
I just was drinking these little bitty beers.
Yeah, it can get messy quickly.
But then I had 72 of them.
Yeah, some of those bourbon barrel beers.
Especially the bourbon beers.
They're going to be really high ABV.
13 to 17, sometimes 100%.
Yeah, okay. You don't want a full one of those.
And well, I guess
speak for yourself.
I guess the good thing is that it only lasts a handful of hours. It lasts like 4 or 5 hours, and you know the hours?
Yeah, the hours of the event, I believe it kicks off around, is that?
I should know, because I got to be there.
I know.
Beer.
I know. I just know we're going to be there all day, so.
I will be there all day long, getting everything set up. We've got some cool attractions going on there. I know they have some cool things that they have never done before, like a silent disco. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
So it's this cool thing where, you know, you'll have a DJ or music playing, but everybody's wearing headphones. So you can only hear the music if you have these headphones on. So it's kind of wild to watch. You'll see people dancing and grooving, and you're like, are they crazy or
no
what?
Music.
No, it's silent disco.
They have spent too much time at the beer.
It's time for you to leave.
People are really getting creative on things to do while you drink beer.
Yes. I know.
That's fun. Well, Molly, this is talk a little bit about your background. This is a new position for you, sort of.
It is, yes. So I've been in this position going on 9 months now. Graduated from UK in December of 2016.
So young.
And yeah. Thanks. Right into this position, working my way up pretty quickly. It's a great company to work for, and really lucky to be in the position that I am.
And you got this new boss that's like hanging around here all the time, right?
And Jonathan he's the Blue. Worst. No, I'm kidding. He's fantastic.
It must really suck.
You know? No, he's so great. It's a lot easier, now that we are, you know, Kentucky owned and operated, going from that, the usual ebb and flow that we were used to with Canada, trying to get a yes, trying to get a no, and, you know, being locally owned and having Jonathan right next door to get an easy yes and, you know, having the support. And he's so heavily involved with, you know, every aspect of this company that it's a big change for the better.
Okay.
Yeah.
And just for people that don't know, the company was sold last year.
Right around Thanksgiving.
Blue Equity, Jonathan's company, bought it, and no more Canada, no more Alaska, no more any of that stuff.
No, exactly.
And so, how many stores are you responsible for?
So now I'm responsible for planning the marketing events for 17 locations. Those are our 15 Liquor Barn locations, and then our two additional Party Mart locations.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Big job.
It is a fun job.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
Killing it.
So I guess you're involved. Let's just mention quickly some of the big events coming up this year, because, you know, it's February. It's dreary outside right now, but it is Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. But we're coming out of the winter. And we're coming out of our houses again, right?
Yes.
No more sitting around watching TV waiting for the weather to warm up.
I hear you.
There's a lot of events coming up this year.
Yeah, there is.
Tell me about a few of them.
So we're sponsors of a lot of cool events. We like to make sure that we always have a local tie to the community, and we like to pride ourselves on offering a, you know, one-of-a-kind experience to all of our customers. So some of the events that we sponsor are Tailspin, which is taking place this weekend. We also sponsor the Kentucky Derby Festival. Another one on the books is Brew at the Zoo. Let's see. Can you think of any others? The list keeps going.
Every time you check the counter, it's like,
The Bourbon Classic.
New
one. We just got involved
Forecastle
Festival. And
there's a lot more that we're involved in.
There's a few that are kind of right there on the cusp of involvement. So I'm just waiting for the thumbs up to make the announcement. So, and that's why I'm like, I want to say it and I can't, but so just, I want to say, stay tuned. Okay. You may have heard that once or twice from us. Stay tuned.
All right. Well, and you must like it. I know you went to UK and all that, but isn't Louisville a much more fun city to hang out in?
Well, I will say the 9 months that I've been here, it's kind of been nose to the grindstone. So haven't been able to live it up and kind of experience the Louisville community and nightlife yet. But I've heard great things about it. I will say that I do miss my home in Lexington. I went to school at UK and I was a UK cheerleader. So for me, I crave that. You know, I do. I miss it. But Louisville is everybody. There's something always new going on.
Okay. Well, you're so nice, I'm not even going to say anything derogatory about UK. So.
You can't.
I won't do it.
No.
But Brian, you're from all over, right? Tell me a little bit about your story.
I have been all over the place. I came from a culinary background, and I was a chef for over two decades. I know I look young, right?
Yeah. I can't believe you've done that much.
So, 50 years
in this business.
I ended up getting married. I ended up having two little girls and decided I wanted to see them. So I got out of being the chef and got into the liquid aspect of it. And then as my travels took me all over the country and actually even into the jungles of Belize, I came home to Maryland, and then we went to Connecticut, and then we found ourselves with a great opportunity to come here to Louisville. I've been down here on business a couple times, fell in love with it. I love everything about this area. Everyone's been so gracious. The people are amazing, and just so happy that we've been adopted here.
Yeah, well, it's great to have you. It's always great for the city to welcome people with a new perspective from other places, and so that's what we do. Here in the bill, so to speak.
I'll pay it forward.
Yeah, you guys are the greatest here, seriously.
So so this weekend, Tailspin at Bowman Field, and I guess people, I should know this, I guess people can still get tickets. You all had a big promotion, and there's a charity aspect to this.
Yes. So
I know you want to talk about that.
Yeah, we did a big promotion. Tailspin always does, and they do Dare to Care, and there are these Dare to Care paper steins that we sell at all of our Liquor Barn stores, and unfortunately the promotion's over now, but this year we were able to raise over $6,000 for Dare to Care.
There's
which
a
is
number again.
Phenomenal.
Of course, $6,000.
That's six. It's everywhere, isn't it?
Well, then let's amp it up to seven next
let's
year.
Let's make it. Exactly.
If we make all
like
those numbers work next year, that would be excellent. Well, I'm looking forward to going out there and pouring some beer. I'll look for you, both of you, out there this weekend. What's the weather? You know,
I haven't checked the weather yet, but I don't know if you heard. Tailspin, the VIP tickets are completely sold out. But
okay,
you could still get tickets. Tomorrow, we have the official Tailspin Tapping and S'mores Night.
All right, for people that are listening, not knowing what day that is, that's Thursday.
Tomorrow, yes. Or Thursday, I'm sorry. So
we're taping on Wednesday.
I know, I'm sorry. I don't know what day it is, right? So it's Thursday, February 15th at our Springhurst location. We're going to have the official Tailspin Tapping and S'mores Night. And we will be tapping the...
Give me s'mores
Dunkelweizen. And what pairs better with a s'mores beer than making your own s'mores, right?
Yeah, well, exactly.
I mean, you have to do it.
You can't say no.
You'd be dumb not to.
Chocolate and beer and donuts and beer and all that. I think we ought to have beer with our, you know, it is Valentine's Day. And
so we
have heart-shaped cookies. I tried one. That was really great.
Chocolate stouts.
I know. I have so many Valentines in the office today. It's crazy.
All right. Well, with the big I'll ask you both. It's Valentine's Day since we've got just a minute.
Yeah.
How you celebrate? Is there a night on the town planned?
What about you, B?
It is just leaving the office, grabbing some flowers from my amazing wife, and spending the evening just at the dinner table with my girls.
Oh, there you go. That's a nice one.
Can't beat it.
I love Molly? It. Me, unfortunately, I don't have anything planned. My husband works out of town 5 days a week, so I only get him on the weekends. So
he's going to have to pay it forward.
I'll tell you what. Sunday will be a good day for me.
I think so.
I'll make sure to send him this podcast.
Because you're working all day Saturday. And,
that's right.
So Sunday will be... Although by the time the... well, I don't know about you. The beer pourers, I guess, leave at a certain... You probably have to stay longer than I do. But... yeah, it's good to get out of there and celebrate
really
Saturday night.
That's when the fun really happens.
Yeah, where's the secret at?
Right, exactly.
These kegs aren't kicked, guys.
Maybe a liquor barn.
Let's get to work.
All right, everybody. Go to Liquor Barn after the game and after the Tailspin Ale Fest.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll be a great big party.
Yeah, turn in your growler tickets.
Exactly.
There
yeah.
you go. All right, well, it's been a blast meeting you guys and looking forward to Tailspin and all the other events will be... we'll be drinking beer at together.
Awesome.
All right, come find
Can't
us there.
Can't wait. Yeah, come see us. We'll both be there.
And this is Rick Redding. I'm back on the Rusty Satellite Show, home of...
Oh, don't do this to me. The Ville's most interesting people.
God,
the most interesting people in the Ville.
You're going to have to do push-ups here.
What did I tell you, though? I said, just write it on a friggin' post-it and stick it in front of me instead of doing that to me.
I have fun doing that to you. It's the most interesting people in the Ville.
Yes, the most interesting. Okay, hit me again. Hit me again.
All right, back on the Rusty Satellite Show, which is...
The most interesting people in the Ville! Was that better?
You got it. Okay. I like the enthusiasm. Okay. That's that works.
Okay.
That's really good. So, anyway, it's time to wrap up the show. You know, and we are recording this on Wednesday, February 14th, which is Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm. And I asked you, what are you doing with Paula, your girlfriend? And he says, well, we celebrate that on Thursday. I said, you celebrate that on Thursday? Why? And you told me you don't like the lines, the prices you think go up. You know what I was like, and how does Paula feel about this, by the way?
She made the reservation. So,
she was down with the idea.
We're going up here on Frankfort Avenue to Fork and Barrel to try it out. It's a restaurant I haven't been to before. I remember when it opened. And
All right. If she's on board, then I give you the thumbs up.
Okay.
But if she didn't, I was going to be like, Rick, that's... Remember we were talking about pass fail. That would have been a fail.
That would have been a fail.
If
okay.
I was dating you, I would have been like, mm-mm.
All right. Nope. Well, what are you doing then?
Well, I don't know. But I mean,
nice planning.
But typically, we just go out to eat. Honestly, you know what we're going to do? I mean, this sounds so boring, but we're going to go see The Post. Oh, you know, I've been wanting to see that.
One of my favorite movies, yeah.
So it'll be like wine and candy and, you know, and The Post, right?
That's a very romantic move, I think. I think you'll do well with that one.
Yeah.
You'll pass.
Yeah.
You'll pass. So anyway, so that's it. You're listening to this no earlier than the 15th, though, so I hope you had a great Valentine's Day with your sweetie and made it very special, made all the restaurants around here better off.
Oh, yeah.
It's a big restaurant
night.
It's a big
and restaurants.
I was talking to a guy with pizza. You know, pizza?
Ordering in.
Yeah. You know, it's a heart-shaped pizza. You know what they do on those? I talked to a guy this morning.
I've seen them at Papa Murphy's, like a take and bake.
They all do yeah. This, but I talked to a guy from Pizza Hut today. He told me, yeah, it's a great deal for us. We sell a ton of them. We just cut the dough differently, sell them at a large size price, and they're getting a medium pizza.
Oh.
So,
all right.
You know,
that's clever, I suppose.
I guess.
We could all eat a little less pizza probably anyway.
Yeah. And, you know, they're making more money. So anyway, that's it for the Rusty Satellite Show. I really appreciate you coming in, Carolyn.
Good to
it's
see you.
It's been fun. Want to mention one more time my sponsors, PlatinumPanel.com. Now, next time you're in here, you're going to say,
I signed up.
I went and signed up for the consumer research test. You might get to taste test something like bourbon or food or something really cool and get paid for it.
Okay, so that's what the focus is?
Yeah, you got to just
tasting and sampling.
And give your opinion.
Okay.
And collect your money and leave. So,
well, where is the $100 gift card to? Do you know that?
I think it's a generic.
Oh, you can spend it on anything?
Spend it on anything.
How many hours do you have to do it to be part of the program?
Well, there's different things. Once you sign up, you get invited to participate in particular tests. Is the way that works. So it's a good thing. You ought to sign up. You're not going to, go, every week or anything. But, it's a neat experience. I've done it before.
Okay.
And, of course, Passport Health Plan is a sponsor of this show. Appreciate them being with me from almost the very beginning. So thank you very much to Passport and to all my guests on the show. We're up to 241 shows.
Oh, man.
Consecutive weeks in a row.
That's so awesome.
I can't wait till Eat, Drink, Talk reaches that number.
Oh, I'm so excited about that. I'm serious. I think it's going to be really fun.
All right. Well, I'm going to dig into the wonderful Valentine's candy you brought me.
Let's tear it open.
And get off here. But anyway, to my listeners out there, thank you for tuning in to the show. And be back. Come back next week. We'll have another one.
Have a great week.
Thanks for listening to the Rusty Satellite Podcast with your host, Rick Redding. Next week, Rick will be right back here on Louisville.am with another stellar lineup of great guests. You can let Rick know what you think by sending an email to rick@louisvilleky.com. He's on Twitter, too, @RickyRedding. For more information about the show, including photos of Rusty Satellite Show guests, go to LouisvilleKY.com, the pulse of the city.